and send them overland to destroy the planetary shield generators. That bit of military wisdom would fall today, along with Yukio itself. Thrawn consulted his chrono.
I suppose we'd better confirm that our exalted Jedi Master is ready to do his part.
Pelion hid a grimace. A month ago, Jorah Sabaoth had proclaimed himself the true heir to the Empire. They'd also learned that this Sabaoth was in actuality the insane clone of the long-dead Jedi Master Sabaoth. Pelion didn't like talking to the man any more than Thrawn did, but he might as well volunteer. If he didn't, it would simply become an order.
I'll go, sir, Pelion said.
Pelion felt the mental summons the moment he stepped beyond the force protection of the Isalimiri scattered about the bridge on their nutrient frames. Fighting Sabaoth's mental pressure to hurry, he made his way down to Thrawn's command room. The chamber was brightly lit as Sabaoth liked it.
Oh, Captain Pelion,
Sabaoth beckoned him from the double display ring in the center of the room.
I've been waiting for you. I take it Grand Admiral Thrawn is finally ready?
Almost, Pelion said. We want to clear out Ord Perdrana as much as possible before we move. Sabaoth snorted.
Gil, you continue to assume the New Republic will dance to the Grand Admiral's tune.